Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Opioid addicts are fighting so many demons, it's sickening to think they may also be prey to middlemen, giving them a false hope of recovery. A new investigative report makes the case that addicts like Patrick Graney and others did fall prey to these middlemen. Patrick left the Boston area last summer after a well-known recovering addict who seemed to be doing well, sober, driving a Mercedes, offered Patrick a golden opportunity, an all-expenses-paid trip to a luxurious rehab facility in sunny South Florida. But once there, Patrick texted family and friends the facilities were terrible. His insurance, supposedly covered by the middleman in Boston, was terminated. His family rented hotel rooms for him as they worked to bring him back. But 2 months after arriving in Florida, Graney was found dead of an overdose in one of those hotel rooms. Patrick's story and the story of these alleged middlemen is told in an investigative report from our partners at STAT, the Health and Science publication. David Armstrong is one of the co-authors, along with the Boston Globe's Evan Allen. David, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us more about Patrick Graney, 31 years old, off and on heroin user. His family was just trying to keep him alive, it sounds like, until he could maybe get over the addiction.
Yeah, I mean, his story is pretty typical of people suffering from opioid addiction who, you know, are not successful in treatment. He was a chronic relapser. He'd be sober for a while and then relapse. And this is the kind of person that these middlemen we wrote about, these brokers, are looking for. Because they are chronic relapsers, they're going to be in and out of treatment all the time, and that makes them more valuable.
And let's introduce the middleman you talked to. This is very odd, actually, because he is seen by many people as an angel who helped them recover. He does run sober homes and recovery facilities here in the Boston area. And you say what about his relationship with Patrick Graney?
Well, he knew Patrick Graney. They apparently connected when both of them were using drugs and developed something of a friendship. So when Patrick was relapsing, this middleman reached out to him and said, "Hey, how would you like to go to Florida? All expenses paid." Now, the middleman denies this, we should say. That's important.
And by the way, the facility in Florida denies that they used a middleman. But you have texts.
Yeah, we have essentially Patrick Graney speaking from the grave because his Facebook account was preserved and his messages have been preserved there. And he repeatedly describes the arrangement in the terms that I just did: a free trip to Florida, his insurance paid for, his airfare paid for. And for a person like Patrick Graney, this was a dream come true. You know, he'd been struggling in Boston. He gets to go somewhere new. His girlfriend said he was shown pictures of a fabulous resort-like atmosphere. So he was on a plane literally the next day.
Yeah. How is it that these scams run? I mean, why would somebody give somebody free airfare, a free stay at a recovery center? What's the money trail?
And pay their insurance premium.
Right.
It's a small cost of business. Why? Because the amount of money that's being billed on private insurance policies that they enroll them in is tens of thousands of dollars. So the cost of a flight plus the $200 to $300 a month premium is really just a token amount when you consider the massive amounts that the treatment centers are able to bill these private insurers.
Are the insurers legitimate?
The insurers are legitimate, and there's an important distinction to be made here. The brokers and these middlemen are not dealing with government insurance programs. Why? Because they don't pay well. They don't want anything to do with Medicaid. In this scenario, the insurance companies are being victimized. They don't know when they're getting these bills how people were induced down to Florida. And again, the reimbursement rates are even higher for someone, say, from Massachusetts and Florida because they're out of network. It's massive amounts of money that are at stake with just even a single patient.
Well, and some would say, well, again, you know, following the money, if the money's being paid out for somebody's treatment, well, surely the money will go to treatment. But the way they can make the money from these insurance companies is apparently, according to Patrick Graney, who wrote back to his girlfriend when he got to this facility, they're not getting the treatment.
That's right. We've talked to many people that have made this trip at the behest or arrangement of brokers, and most of them are inevitably disappointed. They find that the facilities are not as advertised. You know, they're not living some luxurious life on a beach. The services are limited. You know, the amount of treatment they're getting is modest at best. And many of them want to come home after that. Patrick Graney at some point wanted to come home, but couldn't find his way back here. He even asked his broker for bus money. We don't know what happened, whether money was sent or not, but we know he didn't come home. But again, to be fair, they say they don't use brokers, and that Mr. Graney was removed from a house because he allegedly brought heroin in. You know, that's their word. We don't have Patrick Graney around to respond to that.
Yeah. To get an idea of how big this is, you describe what's happening in Palm Beach County. So packed with treatment facilities, they call it the recovery capital of the world. You can go to the Dunkin' Donuts in Delray Beach, and what do you see?
So if you just sit at any coffee shop, actually, in Delray Beach, and frankly, anywhere in that area, one of the first things that strikes you is how many white vans are driving up and down the streets there. And almost all of them are shuffling rehab patients from inpatient facilities to the places they live. We just sat in a Dunkin' Donuts for an hour and just watched a constant stream of these vans pulling in and out. People coming out, they'd either get a smoke or get a cup of coffee. In Delray Beach alone, which is a small city, 16 square miles, there's 800 treatment facilities.
Yeah.
I mean, literally every block has a sober house, a halfway house, or a treatment facility. It's really an incredible sight.
Well, and some of them are legitimate, but we understand that by 2016, the state appropriated $250,000 to create a task force to go after these corrupt operators, including people doing patient brokering. So that seems to underscore this is happening.
It is happening. We spoke to the state attorney for Palm Beach County, which includes towns like Delray Beach. He simply got sick and tired of the problem. By that, I mean people were overdosing and dying on the beaches. And he also found out that 75% of the private pay patients at these facilities were from other states. So clearly something was going on. So the state appropriated money for him to set up a task force, and they are going after these bad actors, the really bad treatment centers, and they've already put some people in jail. And we expect other counties down there now will start similar efforts.
Well, meanwhile, others are looking into this. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey's office told you they're looking at these out-of-state treatment centers. I'm sure other states are. But again, back to this idea of brokers, people who shepherd these people down to Florida to these recovery centers. And these recovery centers don't give a lot of recovery, but bill private insurers tens of thousands of dollars. You say they're paid in two different ways. One's a per head fee, one's a monthly fee. How are they paid?
Yeah, so there's two common arrangements, and we spoke to people who are in or have been in the brokering business. One is a per head fee. So a typical fee if you place somebody in a inpatient setting in Florida is $3,000 to $5,000 a head. So that's one way it works. The other is people are on a monthly retainer, some as high as $30,000, $40,000 from what we've been told. But they have to meet a quota. They have to get a certain number of patients into the facility per month to maintain that arrangement.
This is heartbreaking, you know, because this is a scourge right now, the opioid addiction and overdose epidemic. And these are people who are trying to get help. Maybe they can't get beds. There's not enough beds where they live. This must seem like a golden ticket.
And they're desperate, as you mentioned. It's really perverse if you think about it, because in a lot of cases, the people being recruited to go out of state are being recruited by people in the recovery community. So they're being victimized in some cases by people that know the exact pain they're suffering from. So it's almost unimaginable to think that this could be going on. Mm-hmm. But as you pointed out earlier, there's a lot of money involved here. And some people do it saying, well, they think they're helping people while they're making the money. But the reason they're sending people to a particular facility is not necessarily because it's the best facility for someone to go to, but because they're being paid to do it.
That's David Armstrong, a reporter for STAT and one of the co-authors of their investigation into addiction recovery middlemen and brokers. He was also writing with the Boston Globe's Evan Allen. David, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thanks, Robin. I always appreciate it.
So, have you had an experience with a rehab broker? And maybe you thought it was a positive experience. Let us know.